Welcome to Saturday in episode 666 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach, as well as the head coach for jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And welcome. You know, someone left a question for me on Quora, which is a Q&A site, Quora.com. And it was an interesting question. It translates into, what's my problem? Hope you find my answer helpful. I hope it's not your issue, but if it is, I've answered your question. And I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people find the show. Now let's get going. And I saw a question on Quora today, and I wanted to respond to it. Here's the question, and I'll provide the answer to it. If you've applied for many job interviews and have had very little response, how do you know which aspect is the problem? The job market, the resume, the cover letter, inadequate work history, or just dumb luck? And the questioner continues on, talking of his or her personal experience. For the past year, I've had phone interviews, in-house interviews, and series inquiries, but I only seem to get teased and nothing pans out, and I don't know what went wrong or how to improve for future inquiries. Sorry, I had to click on the question a little bit in order to get the detail, the complete question. So here's a simple formula that you can use when looking at it. If you're sending out your resume and not getting responses, usually the problem's the resume. If you're getting interviews and you're not getting second interviews, you're not doing phone or in-person interviews as well as you think you are, and if you're not getting invited back for seconds or in-house interviews, you don't do phone interview real well. If you're getting through that and getting to finalist phase and you're not getting offers, well, you just don't do that part well. And finally, if you're getting to that finalist phase and normally they have 2 people that they're willing to hire and they're talking with you about money, you don't do salary negotiation all that well. So you have to kind of break down the process a little bit. And in this particular case, clearly he doesn't interview or she doesn't interview as well as they think they do. So I don't blame it on job market. I don't blame it on the resume because the resume got them in the door, or maybe their network got them in the door. But at the end of the day, they're getting in the door for interviews. They're not getting past the screening round or the first level interview. So I can be pretty clear that this person just doesn't interview well. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.